today we say hello to our listeners on KWBG in Boone, Iowa. Folks there should stay alert. There's a 90-year-old man south of Boone riding a 1944 Indian motorcycle, and he's been known to haul five people at once. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Harold Barrett was in his 20s when World War II began. However, an injury to his hand kept him from being able to serve in the war and placed him on the home front farming. During the war, he acquired a piece of equipment he still owns today.
The Indian motorcycle dealer in Des Moines got six motorcycles, and they had to be racing to people that qualified. And I was a young farmer and was going to be farming, and I was supposed to chase the cows with them, which I never did. But it's the 1944 Army Indian.
The motorcycle didn't help raise cattle, but it did help raise his boys.
We used to ride all three boys and Mom and I on the same motorcycle at the same time, which was fun. We'd ride around square mile, and then the boys would go to sleep real quick.
Such rides once got him in trouble with the law.
Highway patrolman saw us. He wanted to know, he said, "You got a lot of people on that cycle." I said, "What does the DOT say that people should be on a motorcycle?" He said, "It doesn't say." And he said, "I know it doesn't say." But he said, "Common sense, two's enough." But we still rode five once in a while.
At the age of 90, he still rides the motorcycle regularly when the weather is nice, although most of his trips have been close to home.
Farthest it ever went away was 125 miles over to where my wife's parents lived, and we rode over there 125 miles.
Harold remembers his mother-in-law would not talk to them for 2 hours because it was not proper for a lady to straddle a motorcycle. Times may have changed, but Harold and the Indian cycle are still going strong today. Traveling the countryside in Waukee, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.